This is the devotional Proverbs series. Proverbs chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity. To give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. Would you like to receive the wisdom of a king? Or do you wish to remain foolish? Would you like to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity? Or do you prefer to remain simple? Would you like to attain unto wise counsels and understand the deep mysteries of God? Or do you desire to remain shallow and vain? Has not Jesus Christ called us to be kings and priests unto God and his Father? Don't you know that we have been called with a heavenly calling into an holy nation and a royal priesthood? Don't you know that the saints shall judge the world? Know ye not that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? Oh, how the Church of Jesus Christ needs the book of Proverbs. How we need to be no more children, but rather we must begin to grow up into Him in all things, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Do you think that Jesus Christ was a simple fool, bumbling about knowing not what he was doing? Or do you think he was perfect in wisdom and understanding, perfect in judgment and justice, perfect in instruction and equity? He is the King of Glory, and we are predestinated to be conformed into his image. This is no small matter. No, let us come to the wisdom of God revealed in Proverbs, and let us know wisdom and instruction. Let us perceive the words of understanding. Let us receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity. Let us no more remain simple, but rather let us gain subtlety, knowledge, and discretion. Let us be still and hear, and increase learning, and attain to wise counsels. Let us learn to understand a proverb and its true interpretation, that we may know the words of the wise and their dark sayings. And let us know with certainty that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Let us hear the instruction of the Father, and let us not forsake the law of our mother. For these things shall be an ornament of grace to our heads, and they shall be chains like pure gold about our neck. Wisdom will crown us. Understanding will glorify us with Jesus Christ, our King and High Priest. Proverbs 1, verses 1 through 9.